Alrighty, alrighty. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Argue This. We got Trotty Wani back.
Yo.
Sorry, we weren't in for last week. It was busy. We had a busy fucking week, or busy fucking weekend, rather. And we just never got around to it.
What'd you do?
We went to the Colorado Springs Comic Con. I had a bunch of friends from another town come down, stay at my place. So it was busy and hectic. I didn't get any of the podcasts recorded, even though I could have. I was just a lazy piece of shit.
So it was the Colorado Springs Comic Con. This was your first time going to that one?
Yeah. And it was way overcrowded and shit. And
aren't most cons way overcrowded?
Not like this. Like, legitimately, people were in there with fucking, like, strollers and shit. And fucking taking up, like, the entire alley.
So, this brings up an interesting topic, then. Same as, like, how planes, there is that one company that's going to no kids in a certain section.
That's brilliant. I love that. I'll pay extra.
Yeah,
no
you
kids.
Do have to pay extra, but it's that's fair.
That's fair. That's 100% fair.
Do you feel that there should be a no kids at con like ours?
Like Adult Swim for con? That's interesting. You know, like and no, like cons are, you know, anime and toys and kids shit. You know, let the fucking kids come. I have no problem with kids being there and, you know, adults that had kids also being in anime. You know, nothing bad came of people having strollers, just a tiny bit inconvenient. You know, it's same as someone that has a fucking wheelchair. They're allowed to fucking come.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not going to say, hey, you can't fucking have that. You know, it's like, hey, yeah, you have fucking kids and now you're trying to introduce your kids to your fucking world. Awesome.
I was just interested where you stood because that was your first complaint was the stroller.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know. Like, the other thing that I saw was people, you know, like, the fucking wagons that people, you know, bring around?
Yeah.
Yeah, people had that with, like, their sleeping toddler in it. I'm like, you know, just take your toddler home.
So, you...
Like, that was obnoxious. Like, a stroller is one thing. But when you have a giant-ass fucking, you know, wagon...
Now, what if it was part of the cosplay?
It was not. There was one lady that was dressed like it was beautiful. She was dressed up as Ursula from Little Mermaid, and like her daughter was the Little Mermaid in the stroller.
Okay.
And it was adorable.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah, but it was like the fucking biggest stroller ever. But I'm like, it's part of the cosplay. So,
what was your favorite cosplay? Like top five or top three?
Probably the people in the Star Wars, you know, like the C-3PO and shit.
Okay.
Like there was a fucking Family Guy Peter Griffin dude there.
Uh-huh.
And he was just in a booth and no one gave a shit. I'm like, oh, that's gonna suck, dude. You just have to sit in this fucking booth and you, it's like you originally came to a con dressed as, you know, Peter Griffin and you're like, hey, look, and now people are like, hey, you sit in this booth and you don't get to enjoy fucking anything. You don't get to be a person.
So that was going to be my next question. Not necessarily that one, but was your top three worst cosplay?
Oh, me, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, no, just
that was it.
Just me.
Okay.
But I was dressing horrible on purpose.
Yeah, on purpose.
Yeah, I mean, like everyone, you know, puts an effort to their cosplays. There's, you know, I don't look at someone and be like, oh, that's a shitty cosplay. I mean, if someone dressed up as Hitler, then I'm like, oh, dude, come on.
And what was I going to ask? What, did you see a lot of cosplay?
Not as much. Not as much as you would think. There's a lot of people dressed up as, the fucking dude with the helmet, the Mandalorian dude.
Okay.
I don't know his name. Don't care.
No, because there's everyone, like, other people wear Mandalorian armor and stuff, too, like, different ones.
No, the same fucking one.
Like, oh, it was Din Djarin, like, the guy from the Mandalorian?
Like, with a little Yoda thing on his fucking, like, little baby Yoda. Yeah, that dude.
Okay.
Like, there was, like, 700 of him.
That's funny.
Like, you know, there's, like, kids like, oh, my God, there's, like, 20 of them right here. Holy shit. I'm like, yeah, way to be. And then people dressing up as, like, Call of Duty Ghost.
Okay.
Maybe that's lazy as fuck.
Thought you said you don't shit on you with cosplay.
No, it was a good cosplay. It was just fucking unoriginal hack bullshit.
Okay.
You know, it's like people dressing up as Jedis or fucking people dressing up as Trekkies. But it's like, you dress up as a Trekkie for a reason.
Did you see... What was, like, a rare cosplay that you saw? Also, for the record, just so everyone understands, like, where we're coming from in this, how many, what's it called, cons have you been to?
A fucking billion.
Okay.
Like, when I was younger, I was the dude to go to for rooms and all that shit. And, like, I'd go in and get my tickets and then come back with, like, 24 fucking weekend passes because I used to go to Sac Anime back in the day, back when there wasn't rules.
Yeah.
Back when they were first figuring that shit out. And if you got a hotel, you got a weekend, like, 2 weekend passes with it or, like, 3 weekend passes or something ridiculous. And the hotels were cheap. And so I would, you know, gather a bunch of my friends together, be like, hey, who wants a fucking hotel? You know, we were, you know, an hour away, so it made sense. We were poor. And we'd, like, shove, like, 6 people in the hotel rooms, charge all of them. And I did not make money.
That's right.
I could have, but, you know, everyone was poor, and I understood that, and so I was the dude that they gave all the money to, and then I'd go in and get all the fucking hotel rooms, and then I'd come out and the people that paid, you know, a little bit extra got a fucking weekend pass with it, and people that got their weekend passes for free or whatever, you know, they're good. So yeah, I've been to like probably 10-20 cons.
Okay.
And this one was wildly overcrowded.
Wildly overcrowded.
Wildly. Yeah, like, it, they went on fucking Instagram, apparently, and were like, hey, yo, that wraps up the fucking weekend, and people just start shitting on him hard. Like, how fucking dare you overcrowd that and overbook it? It's like, you know, because they didn't have a limit on how many tickets they sold. They just sold fucking tickets and go, 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 go.
Yeah.
And it's like, you should have a limited amount of tickets. You know, it's like, hey, we're only selling this many tickets. Like, Skankfest is only selling, like, 4,000 tickets.
At least it wasn't as bad as, like, what was that one YouTuber one? The Tanacon or whatever?
I don't even know.
Oh, you didn't even hear of that?
No, what happened?
So, she put on, I don't remember her name, but Tana whatever. She put on her own convention the same days as VidCon.
Yeah.
And this was, like, years ago. And she oversold where everyone was waiting in line and waiting outside and all that other fun stuff. And, like, she just got shot on and she had to refund a bunch of tickets and everything. Because the fire marshal showed up and was like, you can't have all these people in, and started kicking some people out and shit.
Yeah. I mean, that's really it. Do not overbook your event. Get a bigger venue. Fucking know how much you can sell.
I thought where it was a pretty big venue, though, unless they didn't use, like, the whole thing. Because there was one year I went to Denver, and it was a really shitty one because they only used, like, half the convention center.
Well, like, they used the main, like, floor, like, the basketball floor or whatever the fuck it was, and then the hockey rink as well.
Yeah. But they didn't use the whole venue.
Oh, I'm dying. Well,
you want to get some water?
No, I'll be fine. They use the upper fucking ring as well.
Yeah, okay.
But, like, when I used to go to Sac Anime, It was held at the Radisson, and they used the entire fucking hotel.
Yeah.
So, and they had giant fucking rooms. It was great. Top notch. But, yeah, this one was just overbooked, overcrowded. I'm gonna get some water. And yeah, it just honestly kind of fucking, you know, sucked because the vendors took up like 90% of the room.
Yep, that's what cons are now.
Yep, fucking capitalism. I'll be back. All right, I'm back. Jesus Christ. But yeah, I mean, let's get into that. Like, should a venue be allowed to overbook something or oversell something just to get them some more money?
No. If it gets overcrowded like that, they should start, like, offering refunds or giving out refunds.
Well, they don't want to.
I know they don't want to.
Like, why not just make the people fucking deal with it? Come in, get what the fuck you want, and leave. Get your sticker, get your figurine.
But you don't go to cons to just get your sticker figurine. You go to cons to be part of your community.
Yeah, like, I don't even have, like, a community. Like, comedy is my community, and I can do that anywhere.
Right.
Yeah, it's just easy as fuck.
I don't think comedy is easy as fuck.
Well, it's easy as fuck to, like, meet up. Hey, we're all going to this open mic. You want to come? Sure, let's go. Yeah, like, I'm hosting the fucking show later today. I just confirmed that at 4. So probably after this, I'll edit these podcasts down, schedule them for publishing, and then zip on out there and go host a fucking show.
Heard.
And we'll see what the fuck happens.
What do you mean by we'll see what happens?
Because he says that it's going to be like a great fucking show, like a bigger show, a bigger, you know, more fucking people coming out. Now that the old fucking person's gone, and I haven't seen anything. I haven't seen, like, a call to action or anything.
Right.
So, you know, I might just go up on Instagram and be like, yo, fucking come on out, open mic tonight at, you know, the funny pages. 4 to 6, come on out. And rock that mic.
That's fair.
And if they're like, nah, you know, we'll see. But, you know, we don't, you know, want like 2,000 people coming to the funny pages because it only like seats like 60.
Yeah, but why not? Let them come in, get what they want, and leave.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're here, if we do fucking do 2,000, we'll use like the back parking lot. Be like a fucking normal fucking human being. And just like, boom, we're using this back parking lot. We're opening up more space. We're doing this. We're scrambling to make shit work. Like, once you hit a certain threshold, open more shit up. Spend that money. Spend the extra money you just got to do more shit. Because, you know, here's the thing. If they overbook this event, if they overbook, you know, the Colorado Springs Comic Con, and the organizer just puts more money in his pocket.
Yep.
It's that simple.
It's the same as, like, airlines overbooking flights and then bumping people off. Like, I think it's a terrible practice that we have in our capitalist society, and there should be punishment for that.
Yeah, it should be here. You get a year of flights on us. Anywhere you want to go, here, free flight. That way it's like, oh, fuck, we really don't want to do that.
Right.
And just be like, you know, book, you know, it by seat. You know, it's like, hey, you book this seat, you book this seat, you book this seat. Sorry, all the seats are sold out. You know, book another plane. Boom, 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 boom. You know, canceled flights are another thing, though. Like, if you have a flight that gets canceled, tough titties. You know, sometimes shit happens. Sometimes the weather's not nice. You know, like I got my flight fucking canceled going to Puerto Rico. And luckily I have insurance on it like an adult, and I got that shit fucking refunded. And I got my Airbnb paid for. And I got all the fucking shit paid for.
How'd you get it paid for? Like, the airlines paid for it?
No, my insurance paid for it.
Okay.
So, I just, you know, sent them, like, my Airbnb receipt. So I had to pay for it up front, but they got me on the back end.
I heard.
You know, so I'm like, that's kind of cool. And then, you know, fucking American Airlines fucking sucks ball sacks.
Why does American Airlines suck ball sacks?
Because they took my money and then 20 minutes later canceled my flight.
Did they refund your money?
No.
So what happened with your money?
I got insurance to fucking pay me back. But they're like, no, there's no refunds. I'm like, you literally took my money for a flight that's fucking going out, you know, here in 12 hours and then fucking canceled it. You were selling tickets for it. If you thought there was a chance that you were not going to fucking, you were going to cancel this flight, you should never have fucking even booked it.
So when you say insurance, how are you paying for this trip insurance?
It's like, Alliance, I think, is the insurance. Like a Z.
So you go to Alliance.
When you book the fucking flight, it gives you the option for the insurance.
Okay. Well, so then you booked everything in a package, or because I don't understand how you got the insurance for your Airbnb and stuff.
So it's spelt weird, but this is the website for them. It's travel insurance, and so you can do fucking whatever the fuck it is, where you're going. And it covers everything. So there was a hurricane that hit Puerto Rico, and so it was obviously covered under that. And so anything that I'd have to spend extra, you know, such as accommodations, you know, whatever, you know, a rental car, Ubers, all that shit, I get fucking reimbursed to me.
And how much you pay for this?
Like $10 per ticket.
That is an adult. It's only $10.
Yeah. You know, it's cheap insurance, but I paid for it way in advance, like a year in advance. And, you know, I didn't know a hurricane was hitting.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they're like, yep, you know, get it fucking reimbursed. And so I'm like, cool.
That's fair. The airline company sounds like dicks.
That's why American Airlines fucking sucks ball sack. Like Spirit fucking, what's that other? Frontier and Southwest MVPs. Except Southwest doesn't go to the fucking Northeast.
Oh no, Southwest had some of its own troubles.
Like what?
During when that hurricane hit, or not hurricane, that blizzard hit, and then like all the flights kept getting messed up.
Yeah, because there's a blizzard.
No. After the blizzard, because it was running on like old technology and there was just a bunch of issues. You don't remember any of this?
No.
That's fair.
Are you talking about when you were going out to go see your kid?
When my kid was coming out here. But it wasn't like just, I had an issue. It was like in the news, and they got in a lot of trouble and stuff because of it. Like, it wasn't just like...
Good. It's probably a class action lawsuit somewhere for it.
That's fair.
Yeah, you should look it up. Like, hey, yeah, this is emotional trauma for me.
No, I took the free tickets.
Oh, then you fucking...
Yep, I know.
Like, give me free tickets. And it's like, okay, here you go.
Yeah.
You know, like, I like Southwest. If I need to refund anything, those, like, here you go. You know, points, here you go. So I got you a free flight.
That's fair.
Right. Yeah, you know, the one thing that still pisses me off is, like, it never fucking gave you the points.
Yeah.
Like, ah. And now that I know that I could have gotten the points to my account instead, yeah, I'm like, fuck, I could have, you know, taken those points for me and then booked them in your name.
Yep. But oh well. Those points just disappeared.
I mean, yeah, I could have emailed them and been like, hey, where's my points? This never happened.
Oh, hold up. Time out.
What?
Southwest. I did have one bad experience on Southwest. And it was just...
Was it at the TSA?
No. It was one of those, like, hey, if you take a later flight, we'll give you $500. That way, this person can get on board. I was like, okay. And then they never gave me my $500. When I got off the flight, the plane left. They're like, we don't have any record of it.
That's why you get paper records. You get recordings. You get something. You always get a record. You get a receipt of the shit. And it's like, oh, okay. And then, like, keep some, you know, pull out your phone. Like, pulling out your phone does not make you a Karen. Fucking screaming at the, you know, barista at Starbucks is the N-word. You know, yes, that is a Karen fucking behavior.
That's
don't
fair.
Do that. I don't know if that's ever happened. I guarantee it's happened.
It's happened. There's a guy who came in and, like, threw a smoothie at one of the smoothie places at those kids.
Yeah. Like, if I go to some place that they make minimum wage, my expectation for them is zero. Nothing. You know, and I'll be kind of like, hey, this is fucked up. You know, and if I don't really give that much of a shit, I'm like, okay, whatever. And just move on. And like, if I leave a Taco Bell drive-thru and I'm in a hurry and I don't check my food and I'm like missing like a quesadilla, guess what? That's on me. Now, like, I don't go through drive-thrus because, you know, I don't really go to Taco Bell that much anymore. Because it's like guaranteed diarrhea for me at this point.
Taco Bell's so expensive now.
No, not really. I just, like, they don't tell you where the value shit is. But, yeah, they have, like, $1.29 burritos still.
The bean burrito?
No. Like, the fucking chicken not... chipotle, like, griller.
That's fair.
But you have to, like, fucking go look for it, and it's hard to find. And it's a pain in the ass. And it's like, oh, there it is, man.
Oh, no, you used to be able to get a billion items for, like, $20.
Yeah, you used to fucking get, you know, either, you know, constipation or diarrhea, you know, for $20 and feed an entire village.
Yeah. But if you had a stomach of steel, you could live through that shit.
Trust me, like, the other day, like, I went to Taco Bell and I couldn't finish it. I got, like, two fucking beefy five layers and two, like, little fucking grillers. And a quesadilla. I didn't get to the fucking quesadilla.
That's a lot. I couldn't go through all that.
Yeah, I went through one of the beefy five layers and one of the bean burritos and then, or one of the little, you know, chicken chipotle burritos and, like, put the rest in the fridge.
Yeah.
And then fucking, like, after I came back, I ate, like, two more for dinner. And I'm like, ugh. And, like, I had to, like, just power through the fucking quesadilla. Like, on my way home, I, like, microwaved it, like, super fucking hot and then, like, you know, put it on my, you know, bench seat and just drove and just kind of nibbled on it. Like, there's no fucking way. I'm like, I used to wonder, like, why my parents were, like, so opposed to going to fucking fast food. And it wasn't because it was expensive. It's because they're like, fuck, I did that shit in my 20s. Then I had you. And now I don't want it anymore.
Just because everyone's getting older.
Yeah, no, that's...
The older you get, the worse fast food is.
Yeah, I mean, I look, I'm like, fuck, I can't do, you know, this crazy shit anymore. I can't do I can't do cocaine anymore. I wish hard that I could do cocaine. I'm like, Like, I just don't have the drive to do drugs.
It's fair.
Right, like, you smoke a bunch of weed, but I'm like, that's not a drug. It's like a cigarette. Like a green cigarette.
I don't know. Cigarette and caffeine are drugs. It took me a really long time to wean myself off of, what's it called? Energy drinks.
You still drink coffee all the time.
Coffee's different than energy.
You literally have a thermos in your hand right now that you're twirling.
It's of water.
Okay.
God.
But yeah, you have like a thermos and you drink coffee all the fucking time.
I don't drink coffee all the time. I drink 2 cups of coffee a day.
That's all the time. The last time I had a coffee was years ago.
Years ago, huh? 4 score and 7 years ago.
And it was the first and last time I ever had coffee. Because I'm like, this is disgusting. Why would anybody want this hot bean juice? It's disgusting. It's gross.
Do you like tea?
No.
Okay.
I don't like heated liquids.
There's cold tea. There's cold coffee.
No. It's bitter. It's like ground.
You don't like coconut juice? Coconut milk?
No.
You don't. Uncultured swine.
Water. This is like all I drink.
Nah, you drink a bunch of those energy shots.
Yeah, they're energy shots. Like, I have, like, Monster energy drinks. And I just... It's literally been rolling around so long that, like, the paint is starting to come off. It's like just sitting there. Like, I was just giving them away. I'm like, hey, you want a Monster? I can't drink this horse shit. You know, it's just like a boom, you know. 2 ounces of liquid, concentrated caffeine, boom, I'm good to go.
No, I can't do that.
I can. And it fucking sucks. You know, cause like, especially like when I'm like super tired and like, you know, 1 ounce doesn't even touch it.
Yep.
It's like, boom, it's like, I'm like still like, oh fuck. No. And so I have to pull over. I have to like just, you know, I know where all the fucking pullover spots are for my truck. And I just get out of my fucking truck. I walk around, you know, fucking shadow box in the night, you know, deep breaths, you know, run around my truck, you know, get the blood flowing before I get back in my truck. Like, I still have to fucking get this shit done, but I'm not gonna fucking sit there and just be like, the entire time.
You're so lucky you're white passing. I would imagine, like, a cop just driving by and be like, crazy white man, keeps driving by.
No, like, if I'm tired, I'm pulling the fuck over, and I'm, you know, like, I've drank 900 milligrams of caffeine in one day. That was a bad day.
Heard.
Like, but on drugs, like, is caffeine and like mushrooms and like weed all really that bad?
Yes and no. Like, I wouldn't let my kid until they're older, like a little bit older, smoke weed. Just because they should do that.
What, 16?
Yeah. 16 is the perfect age.
Yeah, I mean, like,
16 is the perfect age for all that. Now, I know some people are a little weirded saying, like, what do you mean 16 perfect age for caffeine? So, like, soda every once in a while, cool. But, like, you got to be 16 before you're drinking coffee or energy drinks, dude. Otherwise, like, nah, I'm not cool with
that. Yeah, I mean, I see those, like, little kids fucking, you know, chugging down like a Monster. And I'm like, oh fuck.
Bro, I was in the store, I saw a little 12-year-old excited about the Prime energy drinks because of Jake Paul or Logan Paul, whichever. I think it's Jake Paul's.
I never remember.
But it's one of the Pauls. And he was talking to his mom, and his mom bought the energy drink.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, fucking these influencers should be kept away from children. Like, you shouldn't be out here trying to influence children on your dumb fucking antics. On prank videos, like, prank videos should just be taken out of fucking YouTube. They got rid of the word death, killing, dead, all that bullshit out of YouTube. Now they say unalive or expired or...
So you think...
They should get rid of YouTube videos that are just prank videos. Yes. They're garbage.
What about freedom of choice? Like, as an adult, I should be able to watch a prank video. First, for the record, I don't like prank videos. I think it's dumb. But the prank videos aren't even, like, the worst videos on the family vloggers are, like, the worst type of YouTube videos that should be removed.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of fucking horse shit that should be removed from YouTube. Like, I like it when, you know, I see someone come in and do an earnestly, you know, like, difficult, you know, YouTube, you know, like, Backyard Scientist. Perfect example. I love Backyard Scientist.
Uh-huh.
You know, the King of Random. Great.
Uh-huh.
You know, didn't just sit there and fucking watch somebody else's fucking video and then fucking react on it.
So you're against react videos?
Yeah.
So...
I mean, like, I'd be more for them if, like, half of the revenue went back to the original creator of the fucking videos.
That's fair.
So it's like every time you see a react video, it's like half that revenue is now fucking being taken away and, you know, given to, you know, the original creator of that fucking video. And it's like, oh, hell yeah. You know, these people are doing react videos. Go ahead and do react videos all you want.
So on your hierarchy of... what's it called? How does your hierarchy go? Your remove pranks, the react videos, and you didn't say family vloggers.
I don't fucking even know that shit exists. What the fuck is a family vlogger?
What do you mean you don't know what?
What is it? I guess that's not in my algorithm.
It's like where a family like videotapes their whole life. But it's like the adults are videotaping their kids and stuff as like the whole thing in monetization.
That seems very pedophile-y.
It's a whole genre, a huge genre. You've never heard of a family vlogger?
No.
That's so wild. Maybe it's because, I don't know. Maybe
I don't have kids and I don't fucking, I'm not interested in looking at children online.
No, maybe that's why. I mean, I have kids, and, like, family vloggers are typically, this is going to get me burned, but it's typically gendered of, like, females like it more. Think of Kate, John and Kate plus 8, but, like...
What the fuck is that?
What?
What is John and Kate? What is that, like, Mary-Kate and Ashley?
No. There's this couple that on TLC... And they had 8 kids. And, like, there was...
You're talking about Octomom from back in the day?
It's not Octomom, though.
Oh, then I don't give a shit.
But think of Octomom, then. Same difference.
Yeah, I heard, and she's like, a woman had 8 kids. I'm like, cool. And moved on. That's it. I don't care what her name was. I didn't care what her kids' name was.
John and Kate plus 8 had, like, 10 seasons. They were getting paid, like... a poop ton of money, and like their kids were just always on camera and stuff. Like,
that seems miserable.
That's wild to me that you've never, like, this whole subset of genre, because you have yet to bring up a subset that I'm not at least aware of. And like,
I watch mechanic videos.
Yeah, so I understand that, but like, it's just wild that I consider you a very knowledgeable person. Even in, like, random shit of, like, just random shit going on. But, like, yeah, this is a whole, like, billion-dollar industry.
Never heard of it.
That's fair.
And I'm never going to look it up. I don't care. You know.
I guess, Ryan, have you heard of Ryan's Toys?
No.
Okay.
What is that?
No, it doesn't matter. It's a kid thing. Of a kid unboxing and stuff. He got super famous doing it that way.
Yeah, there's this old dude, like fucking Grand Illusions or something like that, where he like fucking plays with old toys. And it's just like this old British dude.
Nah, that's wild. That's fair.
Yeah, no, I'm not out here looking for kids on video. And I feel like
all this stuff made the news. This was just like
I'm on Fox News.
That would explain anyways, continue.
Yeah, I mean, like, it just, if you're online looking for videos of children, don't hate me for saying this, but I don't give a fuck. It's a pedophile-y thing to do. Pedophile-esque.
Well, there is an underground that watches those videos because of that. And, like, there's comments on it and stuff, and it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
In fact, this one mom, she was in trouble because she wasn't proven of promoting it, but it is highly implied that she kept dressing her and her kid more provocative as the views would go up.
I mean,
like, this is why I don't think, this is why it's crazy that
this is why I stay the fuck off of that section of the internet.
No, like, as a Fox News watcher.
Yeah, I'm like watching like r/ and fucking mechanic videos on YouTube. Nothing else.
That's fair. You would just think that like the Save the Children, these stories would be out more on that. I think the biggest story was like Daughters in Tiaras or something like that that came out.
Well, that fucking Netflix, yeah. Cuties or whatever.
Okay, it was Cuties, yeah.
Yeah, I did not fucking watch it. I refused.
No, I know, but you know about it.
Yeah, because it fucking made, like, it's just a pedophile fucking thing. I'm like, no, absolutely fucking not. I'm not going to watch, like, little fucking girls going around in beauty pageants.
Right. They're
fucking, you know, just, no.
But it's just crazy that you know about that, but you don't know about, like, the other. It's just wild how much the mainstream media, like, what's it called, has a narrative.
Yeah, they do, of course. But I'm not out here searching this shit out.
Did you watch any of the presidential debate?
No.
Do you know anything of the presidential debate?
No.
Do you even know who's running for president besides Trump and Biden?
Nope. Okay. Maybe Kanye.
Kanye's not running yet.
Then I have no idea. It never matters.
It doesn't matter?
It's two sides of the same fucking coin. It'll do the same fucking thing. It'll spin like a fucking quarter. It's dumb.
So you don't believe in civics at all?
Nope.
Not even on a local level. Like, that's why. Like, things change on a local level. You really don't believe in civics at your, like, local, at least state or city or, like, county?
See, one of my comedian buddies out here fucking was running for the mayor of Colorado Springs.
Uh-huh.
And he was legitimately on TV. They're like, what are you going to do about the fucking traffic? He's like, I'm going to nuke it. That was legitimately his answer on fucking TV.
Yeah.
With his fucking mullet and everything.
Yeah.
And his fucking goddamn Jeffrey Dahmer glasses. And I'm like, okay, cool. You know, I understand he's running as like a gag, as a joke.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if he would have won.
But he didn't.
No, he got like 1% of the vote. It was hilarious. Some black dude won.
Yeah.
Because, you know, white people are sorry.
No, they aren't.
Some of them are. And take what you can get, okay?
No, this is how we got Clarence Thomas.
You know, just take, you know, the fucking...
That's how we got in fucking Herman Cain.
Who?
You don't remember Herman Cain?
No.
He ran when Donald Trump ran originally, the 999 plan. And he was talking about COVID isn't real, and then he died of COVID.
Oh, that's fucking brilliant. I love that.
You don't remember any of this?
I remember the dude with the boot on his head. The rent is too damn high. Brilliant.
I don't understand what is wrong with our society and civics. We need to get more people into civics.
Why? None of it matters.
It does. It might not matter on a national scale, but it totally matters on your local scale.
Nah. It
like you know, some schools now doesn't have band, doesn't have sports, doesn't have choir, doesn't have. Most schools doesn't even have a home ec or know what a home ec is.
Well, like I do have another friend who is a mayor of a smaller town, not Colorado Springs, big, smaller, but he is the mayor of that town. His dad was the mayor before him, and then somebody else in between him and his dad. And, you know, he just knows of all the bullshit going on, and he's like, well, fix it. You know, that's all I can do is say, well, fix it. You know, it's like, hey, the town has no water. And, you know, people will be like, well, shit. And they had to, like, go find out where the fucking, you know, leak was so they could get water. And then, you know, for a while he, like, you know, made everyone boil their water when they did have water. It was a nightmare. But, you know, just it was somebody else's job to get the water down there, to get water trucks for clean water.
Yeah.
And it was just dumb. I'm like, dude, do you actually do anything? It's like, not really. And that's, you know, it. He'll probably be the mayor until he dies.
I think that's more a nepotism than, like, the function of the government, even though the function of the government has became a version of a nepotism.
I don't even know what nepotism is.
That's fair. So, what's that?
Eh, well, whatever. I do have, you know, another one that, you know, hard left turn. Should certain animals, such as amphibians, lizards, snakes, fish, shit like that, be treated with the same amount of care that we give, you know, the bigger animals, the dogs, the cats, the horses, the fucking zebras, whatever?
If they're pets, yes.
Well, I mean, should they be given the same protections as well? Like, if you fucking were to, you know, abuse or neglect your dog, you get charged, you get your dog taken away, obviously. And
bro, I don't remember which podcast it was, but I don't even know if we talked about it on a podcast, but that fucking one neighbor killed that other neighbor's barking dog and then fucking mutilated it and whatnot, and he only got 60 days in jail and a felony charge, but that felony charge only amounted to 60 days in jail. So
what you do is you go over to his house when he's not there and then fucking fuck up all his shit. If I can go turn off the power to his house, go around back, boom, power's off to the fucking house. No security is fucking coming. Go up in that bitch, steal all his shit. I don't know. I don't see shit.
I don't know if that's
answer. It's not ethical. It's not a great way to fucking handle it. But guess what? It is the only way to handle it. And then when he gets out, fucking kill him.
And then go to jail yourself?
No, don't fucking obviously do it. Fucking let it breathe. Give it, like, you know, a year and a half. And then, you know, just one day, you're just like, hey, you want to bury the axe and let's go out camping. Let's go out hunting. Boom, shoot him in the back of the fucking head.
So you're going to, oh, man.
Play the long con.
No. So, like, I think it was Bush. He shot one of his friends while duck hunting.
I'm pretty sure that. No, well, Theodore Roosevelt did that too, but.
No, I'm pretty sure it was Bush as well.
The band?
No. Our, like, baby Bush.
Yeah, I'm sure it probably did happen. But if you're using, like, birdshot, I'm sure he's fine.
He was not just fine, dude. He wasn't like, oh, I'm okay. I got shot. Don't worry about it.
I mean, birdshot is, you know, like pellets. Yeah, it's going to sting like a some of it. It's not snake shot. You know, snake shot, you're fine. But birdshot, you know, you're going to pepper them up nicely. You still need to go into the fucking hospital, and you could die from fucking lead.
No, it was Vice President Dick Cheney. He shot Harry Winnen and, like, killed him in, like, 2006 in Austin, Texas.
Well, good for Dick Cheney.
So this really happened. It was declared a hunting accident.
Shit happens.
So when he said that, that immediately brought me back to the... I was like, man... I know this happened in my lifetime with someone famous, and they got away with scot-free. Which is, again, wild that everyone's talking about, like, what's it called? The Clintons and stuff, but, like...
But yeah, like, if someone came over and killed Marshall, you know, and they got 60 days, I would fucking, you know... I would make their life so goddamn miserable. And then, you know, have, like, a hot girl invite them out to go camping... And then when they're out in the middle of nowhere, just fucking slit their goddamn throat and bury him, you know, 6 feet deep.
That's fair.
You know, oh, he went out camping. You know, did he ask the girl's name? No, he has no idea what the girl's name is. Just some girl he met online. Oh, what a fucking dumbass idiot. Dies.
There's a lot of dumb dudes that...
Do dumb shit, yeah. And
so there's a serial killer that was
meeting Ted Bundy, yeah, I know.
Meeting up with people on Tinder, and like, they told this one guy his first victim got away. He told this guy to go to the back of said house, park his car down the street, and the garage door will be open halfway that they could just come in on in. And this guy did it, and like, he almost died. It's wild. It's wild how dumb men are.
Yeah, to get some fucking pussy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to go out camping? Yeah, I know this big old camping spot. Boom. And, you know, you fucking, you know... And it bonus points if you have an actual girl that's willing to fucking, you know, be down with this whole plan. And then you lead them, like, hella fucking far away, like 10 miles away for a nice little hike. Fucking at the end of the hike, you know, fucking hit them, you know, tie them up and just explain to them. It's like, hey, this is why you're going to fucking die. You know, you're not going to get out of here alive. There's no fucking way. I'm going to monologue because I'm so convinced that you're going to die.
Do you ever watch Law Abiding Citizen?
Yeah, of course.
Great movie.
Great movie. Was that Gerard Butler?
Yep.
Yeah, I thought so.
And Jamie Foxx. Yep.
Yeah, I'm like, that fucking gun that fucking, like, poisoned the dude's hand. I'm like, oh, my God, that's brilliant. Like, that's not a thing, but, you know. Now I'm, like, going to be wary of guns.
It's not a thing that you know of.
It's not a thing that anybody knows of. It's not real.
It is real.
In that movie, it is.
It's real now.
I mean, no one's ever going to make that.
It's called the blowfish gun.
Is it, like... No, you're making a blowfish gun is a fucking long.
I am making you shut up.
It's called a blow dart gun, but yeah. Like, I'm sure you could fucking make something like that, but it just costs like, you know, he's already like in $10,000 just to get revenge.
Or I guess technically the goldfish gun. Was a gun that the CIA made in 1975 that induces a heart attack.
Are you talking about the heart attack gun?
Yeah.
That fucking uses a piece of ice to fucking, you know, put it in so there's not an actual projectile. And the ice fucking melts and then gives them a heart attack. Good job, CIA. You fucking did well.
The CIA always does well with murdering.
Yeah, America does great with murder. We're the best murderers ever. But, like, I look at shit like this all the time, and I'm like, dude, I could fucking easily fucking murder people. Left and
what in the fuck is wrong with you?
if you really think about it, no one gives a shit. Like, you see it in, like, the, you know, CIA shows. It's like, oh, they're fucking on to you, like, immediately. It's like, if you just fucking make someone disappear, you know, the police are like, eh, I don't know, he probably just walked away.
How often do you think of murder?
Oh, every day.
Like, you think legitimately every day about murder?
Like, every day I'm driving, I'm like, do-do-do-do-do, today's gonna be a good day. Oh, asshole fucking cut me off and tried to brake check me, and it's now driving slow because I can only do 69 miles an hour in the 65. Okay. I want to fucking, you know, get up beside this dude, pit maneuver him off the fucking edge of the quarry, and then hopefully no one ever fucking sees his body and he just rots there. And then hopefully a wolf comes and fucking eats his eyeballs out and fucking pisses on his dead corpse.
Every day of murder.
Yeah, about every day, yeah.
That's wild.
That I have like...
at least once a day every day.
Every day I'm driving, yeah.
It's rare.
So if I'm like sitting at home, you know, but if I start playing Call of Duty, I'm like, these children need to be murdered. I'm like, fucking all bets are off. No more protecting these kids. Kill them. Kill them all. Thanos snap them out of existence. Fuck them.
Whoa, Johnny Rico. Whoa.
But yeah, no, I definitely have problems. And that's why I don't have kids. Because if I, like, around other people's kids, I'm like, okay, I'm a fucking perfect gentleman. You know, I'm like, that's not my kid to fuck up, and I'm not going to pay for your kid's therapy bill.
That's what you're going to go with?
Yeah.
It's fair.
Because imagine if
that's
I did.
That's progressive of you to think of therapy.
Oh, yeah, these kids need therapy, not me. I mean, I do need therapy, but I'm not going to go to it.
Why not?
Because I don't believe in it for myself. I'm too fucking cynical.
What do you mean? Elaborate a little bit.
Okay,
on this.
So like, if you know, if like the therapist was like, "Tell me about your childhood," I'm like, "My childhood was great." He's like, "Are you sure there wasn't anything that bad happened?" I'm like, "Well, there was this one time." Well, go on. I didn't get to spend extra time in Chuck E. Cheese. I'd just be cynical and just, like, not take any of it seriously. And my mom has told me I had to go home. And I'm like, "Mom, you're being a bitch." And she's like, "Son, we have to go home. I have work in 30 minutes, and I have to drop you off at the babysitter's. And plus, this isn't even your party. This is your friend's party that you don't even like that much."
Please. You don't think you being, air quote, cynical on this is just a defense mechanism for you? Because I've legitimately thought about this, right? And I advocate for therapy. I think mental health is very important, right?
Uh-huh.
But I myself have never been to a therapist. I went once. It was terrible. I will not go again. But
yeah, black people don't do therapy.
Again, I was getting there. Was like, I think that's a product of my culture and stuff. Because... Our culture is definitely what happens in the house stays in the house type culture.
Yeah, it's like old Italians being like, "Oh, you're going out to fucking therapy. What are you, gay? Y'all going out to suck cocks with a therapist? Oh, what a faggot." You know, like, and that's, you know, a fucking just a culture thing. And, you know, like, just me, like, and it, for other people, yes, it is for other people. Like, my wife goes to therapy. And it's, you know, for her, it's just not for me. Like, and I, you know, I have to like sit there and, you know, play games on my phone and shut the fuck up while, you know, she goes through, you know, what's bothering her. Me, I'm like, "I'll fucking kill you if you bother me. I'll fucking run you off of Wolf Creek Pass and they can fucking dig your body up next spring."
So is that uncomfortable when you sit in those therapy sessions?
No, not for me.
No? What do you mean not for you?
Because it's not about me.
Okay.
But like, if I'm going to like sit there and be like, you know, "How was your childhood?" Honestly, pretty fucking awesome. You know, I didn't get fucking touched or anything bad happen. You know, it's like, but when I tell stories of, you know, shit that happened to my friends, you know, it's like, I have nothing to complain about. Like, if I go and be like, yeah, I had a friend that his mom left his biological father and then got with a new man. Then, like, right after they got married, the biological father showed back up with a shotgun, killed his new dad and his grandpa, and ran out of bullets and went back to the car for another round for him, and fucking was killed in the parking lot or in the fucking driveway.
That's some trauma.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, that's some real shit that happened. And it's like, oh, fuck, I have nothing to complain about.
But so this is therapy talk-ish, but just because someone else's trauma went through more trauma doesn't mean that you didn't go through anything. Like, yes, the experience you had was less severe, but you still went through an experience.
It's like, imagine if I came through and like, I got a splinter in my finger, doctor. I need the ER right now. And there's another dude next to me that's missing an arm.
Trauma doesn't work that way. You're not comparing trauma like one versus another. Because if that's the case, there's always people that like need help more than you. So there's no point like in that.
Yeah. Rather fucking leave spaces open for those people that do need the fucking help.
If the space was going to be used, then it wouldn't be open for you to take.
What if like the next day somebody that really needed help came in and it's like, oh, sorry, Alex just got the last space. Sorry, you can't get fucking therapy from me now. And like that would have changed that person's life entirely. Like I think about that. It's like, you know, if someone comes in like 2 minutes after me and it's
do
like,
you say hi to everyone? Do you acknowledge everyone?
No.
That could change someone's life every day. Why does the therapy make it matter when the whole acknowledging someone would matter? There's tons of...
I pretend homeless people are invisible.
Not even homeless people. There's tons of evidence of like saying hello to someone has saved them from them killing themselves.
I mean... Get a bunch of friends. Get, you know.
You can't just have friends.
You can.
I don't have friends.
You have me.
Yeah.
You have Derek. You have Blaine.
So, I have...
You have your sister. You have your mom.
Bro. No.
I mean, that's, you know, a good fucking handful of friends.
That is a good handful of friends.
To say you don't have friends is, you know, a lie.
That is the way you just shut me down. I attempt to shut you down with you saying, oh, yeah, therapy, because maybe they won't kill themselves or they need da-da-da. Well, saying hi will do just as much. You're like, yeah, da-da-da. Then I say friends. You're like, you're a lie. You have friends. Thanks, guy. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, but that's really what it fucking comes down to. It's like, you know, if you feel like therapy will help, you know, like if you have like a problem with your arm, like there's like a bunch of macho dudes who are like, they have like a weird shoulder click. They don't want to go to the doctor because like fucking doctors are for pussies and I don't need fucking to go to the doctor. But if they went to the doctor earlier, you know, then their weird shoulder click would have fucking never even bothered them in the first place. It's like, oh, yeah, this is fucking great.
I don't know why it reminded me, but back in the day, before there was internet and MapQuest, I remember hugely in the macho people community, they're like, oh, need to ask for directions. We'll find this. Like, oh, my God. You're wasting so much time. Just ask for a direction.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, like my middle finger can't touch my palm. You know, like your middle finger can touch your palm. Yeah. Mine can't. That's as far as it goes. You know, even pushing it down.
What'd you do?
I crashed a motorcycle.
Okay. I remember that.
And so, you know, this fucking knuckle got all fucked up, and so now it can't bend.
I remember you didn't want to go to the hospital forever.
Yeah, no, fuck that. And I went that one time, and that's it. and you know my hand still works. I can still grab things. You know, I just can't fuck it. Like if I needed to, you know, grab something and hold it to my palm, which no one ever fucking does. You know, if I needed to like do this, you know, I can hold this.
You're right. No one ever does.
Yeah, you know, I can touch like the meaty part of my thumb, but just not the center of my palm. You know.
I guess you're right. No one ever does.
So yeah, I'm like
even holding a gun, you're not coming all the way down. You're just holding it.
I mean, boom.
There's always something that you're holding.
Boom, boom,
onto.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Boom, 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 boom. You know, like it. You know, feels weird to like you know move it back and forth a bunch, but I'm not going to the doctor. Now I'm sure I could go to the doctor and they can fix it right up to where it feels great, and there's no fucking issues whatsoever. I'm not doing that.
That's fair.
So yeah, like. As a Macho Man, I don't need fucking help. But if I get down to that fucking point where I do need help, then yeah. Like, if my wife fucking dies, there's no way, you know, that I'm going to be able to function as a normal human being. None. Like, people just, I'm just going to disappear into obscurity. Doesn't matter if I had 100 friends. I'm like, no. None of you can do what she did. It's like, I'll suck your dick. It's like, yeah. She didn't do that, but thank you for offering. And yeah, just... Like, I've gone through this scenario in my head a million fucking times. I'm like, what would I do if I came home and found my wife dead? And I'm like... Damn. I would like call my dad and call my mom and just be like, you know, hey, emergency. My wife is dead. And then she wakes up. Oh, no. Oh, never mind. Never mind. She's just sleeping. It's her day off. But yeah, I mean, like, I'd, you know, call him back, dad. Figure out how to sell the house. I don't know. You know, take all the fucking profits. I'm out this bitch. And I just sell all my shit and then like go on an adventure.
Go on an adventure? That's fair.
Go do something that, you know, has a high probability of fucking failing. But like go out and kill pedophiles. Like that's probably what I'd do.
Okay. Make some good before you go.
Yeah. Like, you know, fucking go out and Dexter a bunch of pedophiles.
What if there was an innocent person?
No, like they would be like convicted. Like the convicted ones that I got to walk on in technicality.
Okay.
You know, those ones.
No, that's fair.
You know, it's like you know they're guilty, but you know, because somebody fucking misspelt a name or something stupid and like common sense didn't get them, you know, I'm gonna be the one that gets them. You know, it's like, oh, you're out here fucking touching children, okay, yeah, I'm gonna come touch you now. And then, you know, once I fucking finally get caught, you know, see how it fucking goes. You know, I'm sure like I would get like released immediately. Like he was only killing pedophiles.
You won't get it released immediately.
Well, I also wouldn't get caught.
That's fair.
Because a lot of people that do get caught are doing it in the heat of the moment. You know, where you're like, fuck you. And then, you know, going out and shooting someone. Don't do that.
Don't do that. Wait, calm. Think about it.
Yeah, fucking... You know,
move forward.
Like, hey, I'm a child out in the woods. Come out and find me. And then they come out in the woods. You fucking hit them in the back of the head with a golf club. You know, Killing Fields of Cambodia style. I don't know. This one got kind of dark and weird. But we will be back next week. Follow me, Instagram, Twitter, all that bullshit, or X, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Alex Truck, there. And if you want to see me do comedy, come on down to the Funny Pages Sunday at 4 o'clock. It is a great time. Also on Thursdays at 6 o'clock, I believe.
You ever upload your stuff?
Yeah, it's on the Starlight Open Mic Instagram page. So go look for Starlight Open Mic, all one word. And you can see me performing, you know, clips of my jokes.
Boom.
That's where I post majority of my shit. I'll get to fucking posting more shit. It's just watching your own fucking comedy, you know, back to you. It's like, oh, no. Oh, what a fucking idiot. Oh, no one was laughing there. Ah.
Just add in a laugh track.
It's so goddamn humiliating.
Just add in laugh tracks. No one will know.
Yeah, I'm not fucking, you know, like Gringo Poppy special.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There is a fucking comedian. He's a fucking fighter too, like Schwab or something. And yeah, he put in laugh tracks in his shit because it wasn't that funny.
Nice.
You know, people shit on him for like no good reason. I'm like, you know, fucking find a better reason to shit on a dude than just you don't like him.
It's rough.
Yeah, whatever. All right, we'll be back.
Peace.
Peace.